How now, spirit? Whither wander you?
Over hill, over dell, thorough bush, thorough briar, over park, over pale, thorough flood, thorough fire. I do wander everywhere, swifter than the moon sphere, and I serve the fairy queen to dew her orbs upon the green. The cowslips tall her pensioners be, in their gold coats, spots you see. Those be rubies, fairy favours, in those freckles leave their savours. I must go seek some dewdrops here, and hang a pearl in every cowslip's ear. Farewell, thou lob of spirits. I'll be gone. Our queen and all her elves come here anon.
The king doth keep his revels here tonight. Take heed the queen come not within his sight. For Oberon is passing fell and wrath, because that she, as her attendant, hath a lovely boy, stolen from an Indian king. She never had so sweet a changeling. And jealous Oberon would have the child, knight of his train, to trace the forests wild. But she, perforce, withholds the loved boy, crowns him with flowers, and makes him all her joy. And now they never meet in grove or green, by fountain clear or spangled starlight sheen, but they do square, that all their elves, for fear, creep into acorn cups and hide them there.
Either I mistake your shape and making quite, or else you are that shrewd and knavish sprite called Robin Goodfellow. Are not you he that frights the maidens of the villagery? Skim milk, and sometimes labour in the quern, and bootless make the breathless housewife churn, and sometime make the drink to bear no balm, mislead night wanderers, laughing at their harm. Those that hobgoblin call you and sweet puck, you do their work, and they shall have good luck. Are not you he?
Thou speakest aright. I am that merry wanderer of the night. I jest to Oberon, and make him smile when I a fat and bean-fed horse beguile, neighing in likeness of a filly foal. And sometime lurk I in a gossip's bowl, in very likeness of a roasted crab. And when she drinks, against her lips I bob, and on her withered dewlap pour the ale. The wisest aunt telling the saddest tale, sometime for 3 foot stool mistaketh me, then slip I from her bum, down topples she, and Taylor cries and falls into a cough, and then the whole choir hold their hips and laugh, and waxen in their mirth and knees, and swear a merrier hour was never wasted there. But room, fairy, here comes Oberon.
And here my mistress. Would that he were gone.
Jealous Oberon. Fairies, skip hence. I have forsworn his bed and company.
Tarry, rash wanton. Am not I thy lord?
Then I must be thy lady. But I know when thou hast stolen away from Fairyland, and in the shape of Corin sat all day playing on pipes of corn and versing love to amorous Phillida. Why art thou here? Come from the farthest steep of India, but that forsooth, the bouncing Amazon, your buskined mistress and your warrior love, to Theseus must be wedded. and you come to give their bed joy and prosperity.
How canst thou thus for shame, Titania? Glance at my credit with Hippolyta, knowing I know thy love to Theseus. Didst thou not lead him through the glimmering night from Perigonia, whom he ravished, and make him with fair Aegles break his faith with Ariadne and Antiope?
These are the forgeries of jealousy. And never, since the middle summer spring, met we on hill, in dale, forest, or mead, by paved fountain, or by rushy brook, or in the beached margent of the sea, to dance our ringlets to the whistling wind, but with thy brawls thou hast disturbed our sport. Therefore the winds, piping to us in vain, as in revenge, have sucked up from the sea contagious fogs, which falling in the land hath every pelting river made so proud that they have overborne their continents. The ox hath therefore stretched his yoke in vain, the ploughman lost his sweat, and the green corn hath rotted ere his youth attained a beard. The fold stands empty in the droned field, and crows are fatted with the Murrian flock. The nine men's morris is filled up with mud, and the quaint mazes in the wanton green for lack of tread are undistinguishable. The human mortals want their winter cheer. No night is now with hymn or carol blessed. Therefore, the moon, the governess of floods, pale in her anger, washes all the air that rheumatic diseases do abound. And thorough this distemperature, we see the seasons alter. Hoary-headed frosts fall in the fresh lap of the crimson rose, and on old Heam's thin and icy crown, an odorous chaplet of sweet summer buds is as in mockery set. The spring, the summer, the childing autumn, angry winter change their wonted liveries, and the mazed world by their increase now knows not which is which. And this same progeny of evils comes from our debate. From our dissension, we are their parents and original.
Do you amend it then? It lies in you. Why should Titania cross air Oberon? I do but beg a little changeling boy to be my henchman.
Set your heart at rest. The fairy land buys not the child of me. His mother was a votress of my order. And in the spiced Indian air, by night, full often hath she gossiped by my side, and sat with me on Neptune's yellow sands, marking the embarked traders on the flood. When we have laughed to see the sails conceive and grow big-bellied with the wanton wind, which she, with pretty and with swimming gait following, her womb then rich with my young squire, would imitate, and sail upon the land to fetch me trifles and return again, as from a voyage rich with merchandise. But she, being mortal, of that boy did die. And for her sake do I rear up her boy. And for her sake I will not part with him.
How long within this wood intend you stay?
Perchance till after Theseus' wedding day. If you will patiently dance in our round and see our moonlight revels, go with us. If not, shun me and I will spare your horns.
Give me that boy and I will go in.
Not for thy fairy kingdom. Fairies, away. We shall chide downright if I longer stay.
Go thy way. Thou shalt not from this grove till I torment thee for this injury. My gentle Park, come hither. Thou rememberest since once I sat upon a promontory and heard a mermaid on a dolphin's back uttering such dulcet and harmonious breath that the rude sea grew civil at her song, when certain stars shot madly from their spheres to hear the sea maid's music.
I remember.
That very time I saw, but thou couldst not, flying between the cold moon and the earth, Cupid, all armed. A certain aim he took at a fair vestal thrown it by the west, and loosed his love shaft smartly from his bow, as it should pierce 100,000 hearts. But I might see young Cupid's fiery shaft quenched in the chest beams of the watery moon, and the imperial votaress pass it on in maiden meditation, fancy free. Yet marked I where the bolt of Cupid fell. It fell upon a little western flower, before milk-white, now purple with love's wound, and maidens call it love in idleness. Fetch me that flower. The herb I showed thee once, the juice of it, on sleeping eyelids laid, will make a man or woman madly dote upon the next live creature that it sees. Fetch me this herb, and be thou here again ere the Leviathan can swim a league.
I'll put a girdle round about the earth in 40 minutes.
Having once this juice, I'll watch Titania when she is asleep and drop the liquor of it in her eyes. The next thing then she, waking, looks upon, be it on lion, bear, or wolf, or bull, on meddling monkey, or on busy ape, she shall pursue it with the soul of love. And yet I take this charm from off her sight, as I can take it with another hand. I'll make her render up her page to me. But who comes here? I am invisible, and I will overhear their conference.
I love thee not, therefore pursue me not. Where is Lysander and fair Hermia? The one I'll slay, the other slayeth me. Thou told'st me they were stolen unto this wood, and here am I, and wood within this wood, because I cannot meet my Hermia. Hence, get thee gone, and follow me no more.
You draw me, you hard-hearted adamant, but yet you draw not iron, for my heart is true as steel. Leave you your power to draw, and I shall have no power to follow you.
Do I entice you? Do I speak you fair? Or rather, do I not, in plainest truth, tell you I do not, nor I cannot love you?
And even for that, do I love you the more? I am your spaniel, and Demetrius, the more you beat me, I will fawn on you. Use me, but as your spaniel. Spurn me, strike me, neglect me, lose me, only give me leave, unworthy as I am, to follow you. What worse a place can I beg in your love, and yet a place of high respect with me, than to be used as you use your dog?
Tempt not too much the hatred of my spirit, for I am sick when I do look on thee.
And I am sick when I look not on you.
You do impeach your modesty too much to leave the city and commit yourself into the hands of one that loves you not, to trust the opportunity of night and the ill counsel of a desert place with the rich worth of your virginity.
Your virtue is my privilege, for that it is not night when I do see your face. Therefore, I think I am not in the night, nor doth this wood lack worlds of company. For you, in my respect, are all the world. Then how can it be said I am alone, when all the world is here to look on me?
I'll run from thee and hide me in the brakes and leave thee to the mercy of wild beasts.
The wildest hath not such a heart as you. Run when you will. The story shall be changed. Apollo flies and Daphne holds the chase. The dove pursues the griffin. The mild hind makes speed to catch the tiger. Bootless speed when cowardice pursues and valor flies.
I will not stay thy questions. Let me go! Or if thou follow me, do not believe, but I shall do thee mischief in the wood!
Aye, in the temple, in the town, the field, you do me mischief! Fie, Demetrius! Your wrongs do set a scandal on my sex. We cannot fight for love as men may do. We should be wooed, and we're not made to woo. I'll follow thee and make a heaven of hell to die upon the hand I love so well.
Fare thee well, nymph. Ere he do leave this grove, thou shalt fly him, and he shall seek thy love. Hast thou the flower there? Welcome, wanderer.
Aye, there it is.
I pray thee, give it me. I know a bank where the wild thyme blows, where oxlips and the nodding violet grows, quite over canopied with luscious woodbine, with sweet musk roses and with eglantine. There sleeps Titania some time of the night, lulled in these flowers with dances and delight. And there the snake throws her enameled skin weed wide enough to wrap a fairy in. And with the juice of this, I'll streak her eyes and make her full of hateful fantasies. Take thou some of it and seek through this grove. A sweet Athenian lady is in love with a disdainful youth. Anoint his eyes, but do it when the next thing he espies may be the lady. Thou shalt know the man by the Athenian garments he hath on. Effect it with some care, that he may prove more fond on her than she upon her love. And look thou, meet me ere the first cock crow.
Fear not, my lord, your servant shall do so.
Thank you.